Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit.
So it looks like I've had to revisit this topic. If you have no idea about AI's recent involvement in internet pornography, and before you listen to this episode, I would recommend listening to episode 85, where I spoke about a popular streamer who had become a victim of AI porn, as well as the many deceptions that deepfakes are causing in all its forms. The link to that episode is in the source material below. I remember I did that episode only a few months back, in which I discussed the very huge implications of technology like this. Sadly, it has been escalating, and unfortunately, the technology has become easily available through different mobile apps that allow someone to create naked images of someone using a picture of them fully clothed. This first incident takes place in New Jersey, where a 14-year-old girl had to be informed by school staff that AI-generated nudes of her were being shared in group chats. Unfortunately, she wasn't the only victim of this, as a group of male students had created fake nudes of other girls that were in the same school.
When 14-year-old Francesca Mani got called last month into the principal's office, she wasn't in trouble. Instead, she was told some disturbing news. She was one of the victims of fake AI-generated nude photos created by a male classmate.
I realized I shouldn't be sad, but I should be mad. So I came home and I told my mom, and I told her that we have to do something about this because it isn't fair to the girls and it's just not right.
My first initial feeling obviously was a shock. To hear such a thing from your daughter.
She filed a police report and has been in touch with the school.
The photographs were distributed through Snapchat. He also mentioned that I should not worry because Snapchat only lasts for 3 to 5 seconds, which we all know. You can save it, you can screenshot it, somebody else can take a picture of that picture.
Westfield High's principal sent a letter to parents saying students brought to our attention that some of our students had used artificial intelligence to create pornographic images from original photos. At this time, we believe that any created images have been deleted and are not being circulated. This is a very serious incident. We are continuing to investigate. According to Francesca and her mother, so far only one male schoolmate served a short suspension, and they say he's already back in school.
I just feel like very uncomfortable and very scared. Like, a lot of other girls agree with me. We just don't think it's right that he's walking the hallways.
The Manis say they have not seen the fake images and don't know of other alleged victims who have seen them. ABC News has not been able to confirm whether these images exist. Experts say New Jersey has strict laws against the sexually explicit depiction of minors, including fake images.
The fact that the perpetrators are minors might mean that there's leniency here or certain types of attempts to keep them out of the incarceration system, but it wouldn't mean that they could not be punished at all.
This is a moment where we should be teaching our girls and Westfield High School that they're worth it to fight for, and what has happened, it's not okay. And we should be teaching our boys that there will be consequences.
And the school is encouraging parents to talk with their kids about what they are posting, saving, and sharing on social media. Guys, a good reminder to all of us with children this morning.
So important to have those conversations, Eva. Thank you.
Yeah, that's devastating to be a teenager and have fake nudes spread of you. I think there's so many levels that this is fucked up, because everyone knows it's not really a nude picture of the person. But the technology is so good that if the AI generator they're using makes it seamless, then it might as well be your nudes. It creates the same feeling as if someone's actual nude pictures they took were leaked, but it's quite insidious because someone created those nudes from a normal, fully clothed picture that you probably posted on your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever you use. The school is quite naive, to be honest, for thinking the images have all been deleted, but I guess they are trying to preserve their own reputation, because this story became kind of big in the local news in the New Jersey area. And I think it's still making news. I've been seeing different articles from it this whole month, to be honest. So the school probably just feel like they're under hot water and just need to control it, because it is a PR nightmare for the school, obviously. On the other hand, a lot of adults are way out of their depth in regards to this kind of thing, because not many parents or teachers are tech savvy or keep up to date with the trends. On episode 85, we touched on a similar situation, but it was a famous streamer. These are all children with mobile phones who are not being monitored all the time, because obviously it's impossible to constantly monitor teenagers. And I kind of disagree with the super strict approach, because when you're a teenager, as we all know, you automatically get the urge to do the opposite of what your parents advise against. Not having a fully developed brain definitely leads to bad decision making. I don't want to completely blame these young boys though, because the first people that were creating AI generated nudes and porn of females were adult men. This is a very sticky situation in terms of the law as well, because if the nudes were real, it would be considered child pornography, which we obviously all know is highly, highly illegal. However, I would argue that creating an AI-generated nude of an underage girl should still be considered child pornography. Fortunately, in some parts of the world at the moment, it is being considered the same as child pornography, because people are creating it with the same intentions. I know there's people that are into the lolly genre, which is a whole subculture of men that create or consume content which is animated images of very young or questionably aged girls in compromising positions and clothing. And this type of animation, I guess, if you want to call it that, is because I don't want to call it art. To me, that's not art. But yeah, this type of drawings, it's the same style as like anime drawings and manga drawings. So it's that type of style that the lolly images are created like. I covered that whole argument in an earlier episode, episode 34. Just because it's a drawing doesn't make it less worse than child pornography. A lot of these weird people will argue that it's not real children, or that nobody is really getting hurt, when that couldn't be further from the truth. I remember when I was actually sharing this episode on Twitter after I recorded it, just to, you know, let people know I made an episode about this topic, I got a lot of lolly fans that were commenting under my tweets things like, "So, if you like lolly, you're a pedo, lol." Like, they were trying to be fake sarcastic or whatever. And to be honest, I actually agree with them. Yes, you are a pedo. You are either a pedophile or have potential to be, if you enjoy images of young children in skimpy clothing performing lewd acts. When people try to downplay these topics, it really reveals their way of thinking and what kind of person they are. So definitely watch out for people that will say things like that, because it exposes them for sure. But back to this episode, I think the law is indeed still playing catch up somewhat, and there is, for now, a small grey area where images like these are not yet being put on the same level as actual nudes or child pornography. However, later on, I will get into some examples where it is being taken extremely seriously. It's also quite clear to see how unserious this entire incident was taken with the girl in the New Jersey school, because the boy who had allegedly created the fake nudes got suspended for a short period of time and then was allowed to be in the same class as the 14-year-old girl that he made nudes of. I don't think that was handled as sensitively as it should have been by the school, and they failed on using it as a teachable moment, but also making an example out of the boy or any other students that may have been involved, because I very much doubt that it was just him alone. young people, teenagers, they tend to do things together in a group, they egg each other on, and if it was in a group chat, then I'm pretty sure there was a group involved. Also, if there was a group chat that was centered around sharing these AI-generated images, then there are most likely a lot of images, and as the issue hasn't been addressed the way it should have been, it will probably continue in that school. The boys may just rectify their behavior by becoming more secretive, going underground, and they may just decide to create images of girls in their neighborhood or in other schools. Some cities are beginning to take it seriously, though. Quote, more than 90% of such false imagery known as deepfakes are porn, according to the image detection firm Sensitivity AI. States including Virginia, California, Minnesota, and New York have outlawed the distribution of faked porn or given victims the right to sue its creators in civil court. However, experts believe federal law is failing to keep up with technological changes of this sort. This has to be a serious crime in New Jersey, John Bramick, a New Jersey state senator whose district includes Westfield, told the Journal, end quote. The school in this case has chosen not to disclose the number of students involved or the actions taken due to confidentiality. On one hand, I understand that because everyone involved is under 18, but on the other hand, I think it's an easy way to avoid commenting on what action will be taken by the school and what they plan to do going forward after an incident like this. The images were apparently created over the summer, but the school became aware on October the 20th, which is why the story hit the news this month. I think this is a fucked up situation for everyone involved. Unless you ban everyone's mobiles and internet, it's not something that can just be swept under the rug. In this day and age, it's unrealistic to ban a teenager from the internet, especially with how much research and homework is done online these days. I literally have no good advice on this other than adults have to sit down and have those difficult conversations with teenagers and children about being responsible online, the consequences of certain actions, and basic respect for others. You can't really shortcut that. The issue hasn't just affected American teens, but teens in Spain too. I guess anywhere with decent internet will be facing these problems in the next few years. This story came out just this September. The same thing where a group of boys made topless or naked images of their female peers and then shared it amongst each other. Quote, police are now investigating, and according to reports, at least 11 local boys have been identified as having involvement in either the creation of the images or their circulation via the WhatsApp and Telegram apps. Investigators are also looking into the claim that an attempt was made to extort one of the girls by using a fake image of her. The impact the image's circulation has had on the girls affected varies. Miss Blanco Rayo says her daughter is bearing up well, but that some girls won't even leave their house, end quote. And see, that's just horrible because people can keep saying it's fake, it's not real, but it is affecting people's lives because it's psychological. It still has your face on the image, but the image has been manipulated. The whole blackmailing someone is already egregious, but imagine blackmailing someone with AI-generated nudes of them. That's a different level of evil, but I can see how people would make money from that. I think most people would pay blackmailers if the nudes look super realistic, but even if you and your family know it's not real, other people may not know, and if the blackmailer shares it online, then what the fuck do you do? In today's world, even images of girls on Instagram with clothes on have been uploaded onto porn sites to generate traffic, so imagine if fake nudes of people were just floating around online. This is another level of crime, and I think some laws need to possibly be tweaked or updated with AI manipulation in mind. Quote, "This is not the first time such a case has become news in Spain. Earlier this year, AI-generated topless images of the singer Rosalía were posted on social media. Women from different parts of the world have written to me explaining that this has happened to them and they don't know what to do," says Miriam. "Right now, this is happening across the world. The only difference is that in Almendralejo, we have made a fuss about it. The concern is that apps such as those used in Almendralejo are becoming increasingly commonplace," end quote. The main thing this goes back to when we discuss children and young people is access. They have easy access to the internet and everything that is available online, so it really is up to the parents to have those important convos again about what their child is doing. A lot of people don't have that open relationship with their children, such is the case these days, and sadly, children raised by the internet are quite disconnected in real life to a certain level. I think if parents don't make enough effort to instill those strong moral values, the internet will slowly erode a young person's perception of what's right or wrong. Then there are also paedophiles and other criminals that are currently abusing this deepfake technology.
The FBI has seen a huge increase in cases of children coerced into sending explicit images online and then threatened. It's a crime called sextortion, and artificial intelligence, AI, is now making the deception more believable. I talked with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. She's a mom herself, and we talked about how AI is being used against our kids, some as young as 10 years old, and what she wants children to know if they get caught in an extortion trap.
So what we're seeing with the evolution of AI, criminal perpetrators that may have been limited in ways that they could access kids or even the methods they could use to get kids to share information or photos or videos, there's a whole new world and opportunity available to criminals. There have been children that have taken their own lives because criminals have convince them to give images of themselves. Sometimes the criminals will pose as someone their own age and convince them to share photos or videos. Oftentimes they'll use AI to help them do that or help them pose as someone's their own age. The new apps often convince children that these images will disappear, that they can share images or videos and that will disappear. And what happens is on the other side of that, criminals can use screenshots, they can use other applications or devices to save those images. And of course, then they use them to blackmail children. They're convinced to then either hand over financial information or show up in person at a meeting or share more images. This is devastating to children, their families.
So these kids often feel like they have no option. When they get to that point, what can these kids do?
The biggest thing we need them to understand is to talk to their parents or talk to a trusted law enforcement official. Understand that cooperating with a blackmailer will not stop the blackmailer. It will only encourage them to do it more and not only take further advantage of that child victim, but other children. Cooperation with them is never going to stop the activity or make things better. What we don't want is to what's happened to other individuals across the nation, young children that have taken their own lives because of this sextortion trend that we are seeing. We do have methods out there to help. All is not lost if you do become victim to this. But what we need to know, what we need to impress upon Florida parents is take that extra step today. Talk to your children, let them know AI is out there, let them know that images that they share, videos that they share, there is no way to ensure that they are not preserved. I am a mother facing these same challenges, facing these same uncomfortable conversations that must be had.
So for the kids who don't want to talk, how, you know, do you get them to open up and let them know they can feel comfortable talking to somebody?
I'll go back to a child that might have fallen victim to this. And again, AI is opening up methods and schemes to criminals that were never possible. Consider talking to your parents. I know that is sometimes uncomfortable, but that is really the best place to start. Ask them to go with you to law enforcement, to contact law enforcement about next steps. If you feel uncomfortable with that, we have launched a Hallway Heroes campaign here to encourage children to get to know their school resource officers. Going to a school resource officer can really help, and I would ask you to help share that information with children. Do not feel like all is lost. There are steps that we can take to help them. They just need to reach out and seek a lifeline.
I think the other important point here is that, you know what, as a parent, I can be friends with my child, but I'm not your friend, and I have an absolute right to know what my child is doing on social media, and they need to know that.
Absolutely. As a parent myself of a young child who is as they are maturing, becoming more engaged online, those conversations with parents and children about online safety are so very important. So the discussions have moved far beyond, if you see a stranger in a van, don't talk to them, don't approach them, do not respond to them in any way. We now have to talk to our children about, if someone is trying to engage with you online and you don't know them in real life, you need to be cautious. You need to talk to us about whether you can develop a connection with someone, because adults are posing as children. In my own home, we have a rule. You can't be friends with someone online if they're not your friend in real life.
And then there is the issue of completely inappropriate generated AI images of children that don't actually exist, but still portraying children in the images, which kind of goes back to my dismissing of the lolly fans saying, if it's not a real child in the image, then it causes no harm. It does absolutely cause harm when pedophiles are using AI to basically generate child porn that they can share. And this in turn will escalate their behavior, posing them as a risk to society and children. Quote, according to a recent analysis, AI-generated images of children engaged in sex acts could potentially disrupt the central tracking system that blocks child sexual abuse material from the web. In its current form, the system is only designed to detect known images of abuse rather than generated ones. This new variable could lead law enforcement to spend more time determining whether an image is real or generated by AI. End quote. This issue is not something that is far away and distant. In April 2023, a 61-year-old Canadian man, Stephen LaRouche, was arrested for using AI to generate videos of child porn. He created at least 7 videos this way and was sentenced to 3 years in prison for that. LaRouche also had hundreds of thousands of files of child porn on his computer, which he got an extra 4 years for. This case clearly shows that some of the worst people in society are already abusing artificial intelligence. Quote, provincial court judge Benoit Gagnon wrote in his ruling, issued earlier this month, that he believes this was the first case in the country involving deepfakes of child sexual exploitation. He said he worries what will happen as criminals use the technology to put the faces of children whose images they find on social media onto videos of other children being sexually assaulted. End quote. There is also another case that took place in South Korea this year and has been labelled as the first of its kind in regards to crimes of this nature. Quote, a man in his 40s has been sentenced to prison for producing child pornography using an artificial intelligence image generator for the first time in Korea, local media reported Monday. According to reports, the man was sentenced to 2.5 years on charges of violating the Act on the Protection of Children and Youth. The accused created a total of 360 sexually explicit images on an image-generating AI program installed on a laptop in April, with commands including 10 years old, nude, and child. The images created by the man were confiscated by the police and have not been distributed. Citing the image's lifelikeness, the court rejected the defendant's claim that the images cannot be considered sexual exploitation of children. End quote. This is truly the stuff of nightmares right now, and I feel for everyone that currently has children because it's like another threat when there are already so many other dangers. Everyone is at risk with this type of image manipulation, like I said in the episode where I first spoke about this technology. It gives people so much content because most people post themselves and their family online. It's pretty normal for the majority of people to post on their social media accounts regularly, and some people share quite a lot. They have pictures of their kids, their spouses, etc. It gives creepy people free images basically to use for their deep fakes. I think maybe if more people knew how much this was already happening, they would try and be more private online or not post publicly so that anyone and everyone has access to your face basically, because that's just dangerous right now. I hope I didn't scare you all, but it was definitely something I thought was very important to discuss, and it follows up with the fears I stated on episode 85. I really didn't expect people were already getting arrested for creating deep fakes. My faith in humanity really lessens every week. For those of you that caught my stream last Saturday on Rumble, I'm glad you enjoyed it, though it was short. I will be streaming again this Friday, but I realize that I have a lot of American listeners, so figuring out time zone is tricky right now, but I will tweet what time I'll be on this weekend. Also, my episode on the e-girl propaganda is very popular right now, thanks for listening to that. So if you're interested in psyops as a whole, what they are, and real life past examples, subscribe to Sick Sad World on www.thecuriouspodcast.co.uk, as I have a very detailed in-depth article on psyops, including videos, images, and evidence of psyops you didn't notice. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.